Back now with Day to Day, the unemployment rate jumped to 4.8% in July. That's the highest since February. The Labor Department also reported today that employers added fewer jobs last month than economists were expecting. Joining us to talk about this job news is Marketplace's Amy Scott. And Amy, why the hiring slowdown?
Well, it seems employers are feeling a bit more cautious these days. It's partly due to energy prices. Their shipping and production costs are going up. But interest rates have also been rising. The economy appears to be slowing down, and all that's creating a pretty uncertain climate. What's interesting, though, is that wages actually increased. It seems a bit counterintuitive. But what typically happens during times like this is that instead of hiring new workers that they'll just have to lay off later, bosses are actually asking existing workers to work longer hours. The overtime adds up, and that's what's pushing up overall wages.
And the report, I understand, shows that the construction industry is creating fewer new jobs. So does that mean the housing boom is slowing down?
It certainly looks that way. The economy added just 6,000 construction jobs last month, which is a significant slowdown. And we've had some other data out recently. Last week, the California Association of Realtors warned that home sales would fall by nearly 17% this year. Mortgage defaults are up about 67% in the state. Some are worrying that doesn't bode well for the rest of the country.
And what does this all mean for interest rates? I understand the Federal Reserve Board meets next week.
Well, analysts are mixed on this. The employment data, along with recent GDP figures, show that the economy is definitely slowing down. That would suggest that the Fed's 17 rate hikes in a row are doing their job. But inflation has continued to rise, so the Fed's in a bit of a quandary. Do you keep raising interest rates to fight inflation, or do you ease off the brakes a bit to let job growth recover? Economist Brian Bethune with research firm Global Insight expects the Fed to take a break.
The Fed is probably saying there's a slowdown underway, and right now we probably want to stand pat and just see how this plays out, because the risk of another rate increase is that, you know, employment growth goes to zero or negative, and we don't want that to happen.
If the Fed does pause, and this has been long awaited on Wall Street, Bethune expects investors to be uncorking the champagne today. And coming up later on Marketplace, we'll be taking a look at that pension bill the Senate passed last night and how lobbyists have left their mark.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.